The Dave and Chuck the Freak Tasty Bits podcast is powered by Lady Jane's Haircuts for Men. When you need a bit off your top, book an appointment at a Lady Jane's near you. Visit LadyJanes.com. Lady Jane's Haircuts for Men. It's wicked awesome. This is Dave and Chuck the Freak's Tasty Bits podcast.
In these tumultuous times, Americans are turning by the millions to one famous guy's sweet, soothing tone. Matthew McConaughey.
Matthew McConaughey is lulling everybody to sleep.
You probably heard there's a meditation and relaxation app called Calm. Mm-hmm. Several celebrities have lent their voices to it. Number one by far on that app is Matthew McConaughey. Like, it's not even close. He narrates this story called Wonder. It's been downloaded 11 million times.
He's got like, must have like an ASMR kind of thing.
It was the rattle of an antique telescope that caught her attention on that quiet autumn night. Zoe sat up in bed and looked around her room. A soothing breeze drifted in through an inch of open window.
I'm going to fall asleep.
See, it's working.
Curtains and weaving through a collection of drawings pinned to the wall.
Yeah.
Starlight cast a soft glow across the room, giving faint detail to the shapes of the comforting place.
You should just be doing it.
Yeah, a troop of stuffed animals.
He does have that whistle. I listened to some of this this morning. I kept hearing the whistle.
Oh, it's that whistle. Now it's going to be distracting.
Yeah.
Distracting.
Oh, that he has. That's why it's money when you do
well,
it.
Well, that I noticed it in True Detective.
Yeah.
Because it kept being like space and time, brother. It's.
Yeah.
So if you're Lincoln and he's like your brand spokesperson, you win, right?
Yeah.
If Americans love his voice so much.
Yes. It was a home run.
His voice is in the commercial.
But his like.
Those commercials have been hit, I think, for that
He's
brand.
Like, you don't even live until you get a Lincoln. What are you doing?
Does he even say anything in those?
I guess he does.
Some of them.
Yeah, some of them he does. Yeah, like
ones.
He voiceovers. Some of them you just see him like standing looking at this.
Yeah. Like he's going to he's gonna go
he's
ice fishing.
Yeah. But others you actually hear his voice.
Yeah. He's always driving and talking in the ones I've seen.
I like him.
I do too.
Yeah, I don't know how you not like him.
I don't know.
I think he's a good dude. Like he's a good stoner dude.
He's cool. Matthew McConaughey is like he's kind of got as much as it doesn't seem like it. He's got brilliance to him. Like And Wolf of Wall Street. Like
well that and Dallas Buyers Club. Like he's really good.
That's
even
a good
in. Good space movie that he was in.
He went through a period of time where he was doing just like rom-coms or whatever.
What was it with a Q or an O?
A Q what?
A Q or an O, that space movie.
It was the one where he traveled in time. Interstellar.
Yeah, I've never seen that one.
Or it's so good.
It's so good.
A Q or an O?
Is it a Q or an O?
Close.
Quinterstellar.
The Q and the O's what threw me off the titles. Oh, I might it must not be the one I'm thinking of.
Man. Weird things stick in my head, and they're wrong. Anyway, they say there's been a huge increase in use of this Calm app during the quarantine, of course. But Matthew McConaughey, by far, is their biggest star on there.
Well, you can tell that those things must be big right now because a lot of the ads I'll see as I'm scrolling through, like as I'm ready to go to bed, it'll be like, come to sleep. Come to the sleep app.
Yeah.
And we'll teach you how to sleep.
Yeah, mine are all calm down, calming, calm sleep.
Yeah.
Relaxation. Yeah. Calm.
Yeah, the other one was like, do nothing for 30 seconds.
Yeah, so piled in the corner.
Put this on tonight and drift off.
At the bottom.
I wonder if you dream about
if Matthew McConaughey is in your dream.
He's playing bongos in your dream.
He's like, welcome to your dream. It's just me.
Matthew,
chilling.
What are you doing here?
Wow. Just dreaming with you. I'm just all dreaming together. That's what we're doing. I'm going to play this guitar, take my shirt off.
Please don't.
Matthew, I've been working on lucid dreaming.
Yeah, well, let's try to control it right now, brother. Go Inception style.
Wow, what do you want to do?
I think we should just fly around, check it out.
Yeah.
Take your shirt off.
Let's fly. I want to be ripped like you.
That's right.
Look at my body is amazing.
You change it because you're dreaming, brother. That's how you're doing it. That's how you're doing it.
Wow, I never want to wake up, Matthew.
I know, me neither. I don't want you to wake up.
If I wake up, you're gone.
I know, that's a shame.
It'd be weird. Be weird to have Matthew in your dreams, for sure.
Yep.
And yeah, we talked about this briefly earlier, but an asteroid could hit the U.S. hours before the election. NASA broke the news. An asteroid is on a trajectory to hit the U.S. November 2nd of this year. The good news, it's 6.5 feet in diameter. And there's only a 1% chance it's going to hit somewhere in the country.
Oh, so it's 2020. It is for sure hitting the planet.
I read that it wasn't going to hit the planet.
1% chance it'll hit somewhere in the country.
Hmm. Huh. That's so it's going to hit the Earth.
I think NASA yesterday tweeted just, no big deal. Worry about it.
I think NASA's got to tweet that. I think NASA, NASA every once in a while will take a look into space and they'll be like, that looks pretty terrible. We're not looking anymore. I don't know what it is, but it seems like it can destroy everything.
Name is Uma Gumanu.
Well, I better calm down. Can you tweet that everything's going to be fine?
Yeah. Really? You don't want to tell them anything?
Can you tweet? Just tweet that everything's going to be fine.
I should just say, hey, don't worry
swirling
about it.
Swirling energy of... Destructive, it's bad.
Are you sure?
It's bad.
So I should just say no worries, NASA.
Yeah, just tweet no worries, hashtag awesome.
Okay.
I don't know, you look pretty scared.
I am. I'm the guy that looks in the telescope and doesn't understand anything.
How big was that thing that hit Russia? Do you remember that asteroid?
Where all the windows broke and
stuff?
Yeah. It wasn't that big.
2013 Russian asteroid.
Yeah.
I mean, it was smaller than a car,
that
right?
Thing, I think it was bigger
66
than,
feet.
Bigger than a car, then?
So it was 66 feet. This is 6.5 feet.
Okay.
Right. So, and you could see what 66 feet did?
Yeah.
It was wild.
Listen here. So those guys at NASA, they say they know there's three possible points of impact, but they're not revealing what they are.
Hmm.
Well, NASA's... if we do, you're all going to freak out! We're NASA!
Okay, right, so that's it. It's going to be L.A., New York. Like, people are going to flee the cities.
But wouldn't you want the heads up?
Yeah.
Wouldn't you want the heads up? Like, the one thing they said about that Russian one is that they got a little lucky that it exploded in the sky. Because if it would have exploded any lower, it could have, like, leveled.
Mm. It injured 1,000.
Stuff.
Well, it was traveling so fast that there was, like, a sonic boom that broke out all those windows, right?
I think the explosion
of it entering the atmosphere.
It was traveling at about 40,000 miles an hour.
Jesus. Yeah, this one will be cooking at about 40 grand.
I really feel like the dude that checks the telescope at NASA.
Yeah.
It's just like,
Yeah, I do.
Oh, God. All my training, I don't know what that is.
Listen, Jim Bridenstine, who's a NASA administrator, did warn last year that asteroids could be the biggest threat to Mother Earth.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Well, that's...
They've been saying that since they Space started
Force.
Looking up
Space Force.
Yeah. Oh, that's what... That, yeah.
But I think that they know within a couple seconds. Because don't you think, like you're saying, you've got that crazy... You know, NASA guy in the telescope.
Yeah.
He sees something moving.
Right.
They know it's coming, and then they just start doing math, right? And they're like, oh my God. Could you imagine how terrifying that is to do every single time you see an asteroid that could possibly be heading this way?
Right.
And you're like,
stressful.
Is it going to hit us?
I wonder if some of their stress is alleviated. You know, like I always think about like doctors and how they know exactly what death entails, so they don't fear it as much
because they encounter it all the time.
Yeah, because they're so used to it. Maybe that's how it is in NASA, and they're like, just another thing that could explode in 20 seconds and destroy everything. No big deal.
Because they're like, if the atmosphere failed, we'd all just start melting.
Right. NASA's just
boil.
You don't need to worry about anything here. You should see what's in space.
So true.
It's best we don't know about most of it.
Yeah, keep the herd calm.
Well, it is funny because we're on like a ball of liquid fire where the top is cooled off, hurtling through space at hundreds of thousands of miles an hour with stuff flying at us all the time.
And we're trying our best.
Yeah.
But we don't know what is even on the rock that we're on. We're like, we have only seen like 5% of it, truly.
Yep.
Oklahoma City police, meantime, called to a 7-Eleven in response to a man who was threatening staff and customers. This dude, later identified as James Pettyjohn, was asking people, are you ready to die today?
That's a nice question.
You don't want to hear that at the 7-Eleven.
No, sir.
When they got to the 7-Eleven, he busted outside and ran to a median on the expressway. That's when he took his shirt off, kicked off his sandals, and took a fighting stance.
Uh-oh. Full crazy.
They were able to get him, though, and cuff him. He was yelling then that he was a vampire, and he wanted to bite the officer's neck and drink his blood.
I feel like if I was an officer of the law and somebody screamed that, there'd be at least 5 seconds where I'd be like, is he serious?
Like, you'd really wonder if you got a vampire?
If he's a creature of the night, we're outgunned. I'd be like, dude, it's the daytime, though. He'd be dead. If he's a daywalker, blade.
Oh, jeez. You got me there.
They don't tell you in police school.
Yeah, you two should, as we've always said, should never be officers together. Right?
No.
You just buy into each other. Do you think he is a vampire?
They ran away because he said he was a vampire.
Do you have your silver bullets?
I'd have one, but it was for werewolves.
I know. What about a stake?
I got a wooden bullet.
Craft the Billy Clement. Well, then you would have hate this. He leaned forward and whispered into the officer's ear, I'm going to feast on your blood.
Hmm. Yeah.
Their teeth come right out just like normal.
Okay. He's probably human.
Yeah.
No kind of vampire
stop.
Teeth
string. No, stop beating him. Stop me. No, you can stop now.
He's undead.
No, he's dead.
He's dead. He's just dead.
Officers booked him into the county jail.
Good
they
job.
Charged him for aggravated assault and battery on a police officer.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, at first, I thought it was like, like a Javier Bardem type of thing where he's like, you feel like dying today.
It's like the main thing.
Are you ready to die?
Or like the guy who's like, flip a coin.
Yeah, what's that guy's name? I can't even remember.
It's Javier Bardem.
Yeah, Bardem, but yeah. I can't remember the character's name.
He's like, this is your lucky coin.
Yeah.
This is your lucky coin.
What was that movie?
No Country for Old Men.
Oh, right.
Yeah. Such a phenomenal movie. Yeah. But, that's how it starts. It starts, this creepy guy walks into the 7-Eleven and starts asking people, are you ready to die today?
Yeah.
And then it got real crazy, though.
He
went to Vampire Land and then he kicked off his sandals and stuff.
Yeah. A church has been busted. They found out this was a magic mushroom church.
Oh.
Whoa.
Holy Mary, Mother of God.
Oh, my God.
Whoa.
Police raided the church, seizing $200,000 in cash, cannabis, and several strains of psychedelic mushrooms.
This is a church. Yeah, this is our church, man.
I'm seeing cops. I don't know if they're real. Are you seeing cops?
Father Fungi.
Listen,
Father
man.
Fungi.
Father Fungi, listen, man. There's cops outside, dude. I'm not even freaking out. I know I'm tripping balls, but they're out there for real.
Are you sure, man?
I think, man.
Last week you saw reindeer.
That's true, and I know that was the mushrooms. But this is police. Here they come, Father Fungi.
Oh, boy.
While Oakland has deemed psychedelics possession a low priority offense, cultivation and selling them, that's a whole other matter entirely. No one was arrested in the raid, though.
Hmm.
That's right. It's our religion.
We tripped so hard that we thought we had a church.
I put a pew up.
It's what they believe in.
Yeah.
Jesus.
Leave a rating for Dave and Chuck the Freak's Tasty Bits podcast on iTunes or Google Play.
So this guy starts like this. He says, hey, gang, penis balls. I've got a question I feel is best directed toward Lisa.
Good luck, Lise. Good luck. I'm going to back away here.
Oh, me? Don't worry. It's not creepy.
Okay.
All right.
I just need advice from a woman's perspective. I'm a 40-year-old guy. I live about an hour away from Detroit, but I commute to Detroit for work. I listen to your show while I'm driving. I see the office hottie every day first thing in the morning for about 20 minutes to start my day. Nothing going on between us aside from a nice, easy, casual friendship. She's about 8 years younger than me, doesn't want kids. I've got two teenagers. She's a gym rat. I've got a dad bod. Our politics don't match. She comes from old money. The list goes on and on. Anyway, to my question. I'm scrolling through Reddit this morning.
Yes.
When she pops up on my screen in side-by-side photos, one of her in the gym in workout clothes, one of her in the bathroom, completely nude.
Okay. Okay.
Now, it's very tasteful. I'll give you that. He sent us the photo.
Okay.
So
that makes me, that lends to its legitimacy.
Mm. Here it is.
Okay.
He said, Lisa, if I found your nudes on the internet, would you want me to tell you?
Oh, wow.
Because of the anonymous nature of Reddit, I'm not sure if this is a case of her being confident and posting herself online, or if this is perhaps someone doing it without her knowledge. Mm.
Oh, God, huh? What a weird thing.
I'd leave that alone.
Yeah. So she works with her, right?
Yeah, you work together.
I don't want to interrupt your day or nothing, but I did see your nudes on Reddit.
Leave
I know
it alone.
We have a slight friendship, but...
Let her find out on her own,
guys.
Or she might already know.
I
don't want to say a word.
Lisa, I would tell you. But I feel like we worked together for a long time. You're like family. If I saw you had a nude picture online, knowing that you would never intentionally do that.
Us, and we are like family. So I agree. It's a little different situation here. But it sounds like with
his situation.
His situation, just the office, you see her, you don't really know her. You don't work in a setting like we do.
I know exactly what I would do.
What would you do?
I'd start a fake email account. It'd be like, I need to tell you something at hotmail.com.
Hotmail.
and then you'd get an email.
I would know it was you because it was a Hotmail account. That's the only one I know that uses a Hotmail.
So if he does it, he's gonna have to change it up, maybe go AOL or something.
I need you to know it was me.
Definitely not Chuck at Hotmail.com.
Definitely not Chuck at Hotmail.com. I'm going to actually start that today. Just in case. But you could do it, and it can be totally random, and then they can find out. This does not appear to be like a girl putting it out there herself.
Looks like something she sent to somebody.
She sent that to someone probably, and
he posted it.
He posted it because it probably ended badly, or...
Well, isn't that against
illegal,
law?
Right?
And it totally is, but he's doing it anonymous on Reddit. Like, there's no real way.
No, right, but...
You know.
There are some people on Reddit that'll post stuff to see if people, like, how they react to it. You know what I mean? To, like, feed their...
ego?
Yeah.
He says, I wouldn't know how to approach the subject with her... But if she's being exploited, I think she should know. He said, like I said, I've got no horse in this race. There's no relationship potential. Our worlds are polar opposites. And I've been in a happy, successful relationship for 7 years. I honestly am just concerned for a friend.
How did he find this on Reddit?
Well, this is what I'm saying. This is my question. What is the Reddit? What is the subreddit?
Let me see what... Let's go back. I'm going to go
he
back.
He was on a nude... subreddit.
But that's what I mean.
What
like, but is it like
for?
Nude locals?
Oh,
like local, like local nudes?
Mm. Yeah, that's,
is there local
how did you
nudes?
Come across that?
Is that like
I
a,
don't know if there's local
nudes near me?
If they localize
because you typically you're searching through Reddit. What are the chances? What are you looking for? Where would this
you
pop up?
But listen, the four things I follow on Reddit, there'd never be a nude.
Right.
You know what I mean? Like
there's
you have to.
On Reddit.
You'd have to follow. Porn subreddits.
Right.
And then to me, to get something like this, where it's like you hit on someone that you know, it has to be a local.
You think so?
Twist to it.
Hmm.
Yeah.
I don't know. I don't know how it comes up. It just out of the blue.
Yeah.
Your friend.
Yeah.
Yeah. The odds are, but people say they see people.
Someone said it's super common for people to post themselves nude on Reddit. Super common. It's just probably something she could be into.
She could be. She has a nice body, and she might not be ashamed of it or whatever. Or
showing it off.
Showing it off.
Other people are saying it's most likely on the Gone Wild subreddit, or there's one called R on Off. People post pictures with their clothes on and clothes off.
Oh,
it's also
yeah.
a challenge on Instagram.
It's what?
A challenge on Instagram.
Oh.
I think that she didn't really mind. She did post it herself, and she just didn't expect somebody from the office to see it.
Right.
Maybe. You know
what? Or he was like, I was all over it on off.
I'll be honest. If you have nudes out there, someone's going to see them that knows you.
Oh, my God. Yeah. It's that was a great little.
So that's what it is.
Great little Reddit.
Dave goes to follow.
I'll find some.
It's interesting, though. Because it's just national natural human curiosity as a guy. You see a woman in clothes, you wonder what she looks like under those clothes, and this is it all side by side. The whole way down.
This is like the...
All attractive women.
The only thing I'll say is all of these, for the most part...
Nice bodies, mainly attractive women.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. All of these women have pretty much identical before and afters. So they pose one way with clothes on, and that's they pose one way with their clothes off. This picture of this girl, it's not that way. Like, one, she's in her bathroom, and one, she's at, like, a gym.
At the gym.
Hmm.
Yeah,
so it almost could be just pasted together by someone.
My advice to this guy, though, is to stay out of it. And you know, just don't say anything. And don't, you don't even need to email her. Why does everyone feel like they need to tell people everything?
Well, the only thing would be is if
if you're concerned for her.
That's it.
But you don't need to be.
Yeah.
Right.
But I'd be concerned for you because, like I said,
this is different.
I know, but and I think that's why, like, when I said I would create an email, it would be to tell you. It wouldn't be to tell this broad that I don't know who works at the front desk that I see.
That I don't know that works in this building or something.
Who cares?
I would not want, like, no.
No.
Yeah. For me.
Hey, I saw your dong online. I saw your dong.
No.
For me, it would be, the only thing would be because of the relationship in this room and the fact that I know how locked down you like everything, and it'd be like, whoa, my God, someone has done this.
That's why I would never have to worry about something like that.
Exactly, right. Exactly.
But that's what, if something happened, we would instantly know Lisa would not want this online.
Right.
Yeah. And that would be it.
But for this, one, you're in a seven-year relationship. I think you just got to step away, as weird as that could be. Some people may think that's nuts that you should tell your friend, but there's too many things that can go wrong here.
And how close are they? Did that email, I mean,
he said we have a nice, easy, casual relationship. I see her
friendship.
For about 20 minutes to start out. Yes, yeah, friendship.
Minutes.
Talks like on the way into work.
He knows a lot about her.
Yeah.
So they talk first
Enough
thing every day.
To know.
Yeah.
Someone said, I had a similar situation happen where I thought I saw someone I knew. I shared the photo with her friend to confirm. She talked to the girl. Turned out it wasn't her. It was just a lookalike.
Hmm. There's probably some of that,
too. And then you look like a perv, kind of.
Right. Exactly. You just out yourself as a perv.
That's the other thing, right? Because that's why I was like, where are you finding these? Because you don't want to... To me, like, scrolling through, like, the local nude section is pretty pervy.
It is.
Yeah.
And
that's pretty pervy.
We're in a different... time now. You have to be very careful with your coworkers and what you say and how you approach something like this.
Yeah,
you just have to be very careful.
Mm. Yeah, you're right.
You just
the Me Too movement.
Chuck's got another piece of armor.
Yeah, I guess Chuck's got to go.
Is that one of your suit alerts? I gotta go.
Or someone found a nude of him online. That's what happened there.
Oh, yes. I have to check my subreddit.
Someone found Chuck nude. And they're letting him know, dude.
Yeah, I found your pictures on Bears Gone Wild, Chuck.
Oh,
yeah,
no.
Yeah, Bears Gone Wild. And that was from definitelyjames@hotmail.com.
Verified account.
Yeah. He knows where to look.
Someone said he should check to see if her Reddit account is verified. If it is, leave her alone. If not, tell her anonymously. Listen, if it really, we suggest you don't mention it because there's too many negatives for you here. But if you really are close to this person, if they are a really good friend and you feel like you need to let them know, then do Chuck's suggestion. Set up an anonymous email and send it to her.
Okay. Is it possible he wants her to know he saw her nude?
Sure, I guess there is a possibility of that.
And like, well, that's what the real question is.
You're dancing with a dangerous game.
Because he calls her like the hot one at work and the...
Good luck
the office
with your job,
the
if
office
that's where
hot,
you're going
yeah.
with it.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
But he's in a relationship, and also, like, he's got to think about who he's in a relationship with. Like, I wouldn't want my husband to be like, oh, I found a nude of my coworker and I'm going to let her know.
Well, and also, and that's the thing.
I would
so
be
like,
no, what do you, what?
I tell the receptionist.
Right, exactly.
Right. I tell the receptionist out of being nice, you know, and like, like you're in a relationship
and then
it blows up.
Yeah.
And like, it becomes a big story and it's like, yeah, I was the one who did it.
You're in the middle of it.
Like, oh my God, stay out of stuff, you know?
So, this person said this happened to me. Someone made a hate Twitter featuring my nudes with my full name as the username. I didn't find out, though, until years later when my coworker's creepy boyfriend told me. I definitely wish I had found it first. Your co-worker's creepy boyfriend.
That's what I think you said. Making. Yeah, I follow a subreddit with you in it.
Come on now.
I mean, before there were heavy charges of stuff, people were doing this all the time.
Yeah.
There were like whole websites that were set up.
Porn, like amateur porn was full of it.
But there was whole websites set up for like, you would go, say I broke up with a chick. She sent me nudes. I go in and be like, hey, Detroit, Michigan, here she is. She's a real bitch.
Yeah, now you can go
and then you post up her photos.
In massive trouble for that.
Thankfully.
Yeah, and it's the way it should be.
Yeah.
No one deserves that, no matter how bitchy they are.
Right.
You don't deserve your naked body online if you didn't ask for it to be up there.
Yeah.
So, the bottom line, dude, and I don't know how many people this has happened to in life. I feel like it's very rare to find a close friend nude online.
Yeah.
I mean, the World Wide Web is so massive.
It just seems like it happens constantly because, like, we'll take calls about it all the time. People running into people they know on.
Some people are more nude than you ever realize.
Wow.
You know what I mean? Yeah. Like, some people are nude to a lot of people. They're very quick to send nudes. They're very quick to get nude and put it out there.
Yeah.
So,
like, I just never want to find a friend, a neighbor, a coworker nude online.
Yeah.
You don't want to see it.
There's so many nudes.
Someone said my ex-boyfriend posted my nudes on an amateur porn site with my name. I did find out quick, though. I had them deleted, but not before I had dudes offering to pay me for nudes. Oh, no, she accepted that. Now she does pretty well.
That was a twist.
That's a unexpected ending. I should make a pretty good living off that now. Thanks. So that negative turned into a positive for her.
Wow.
She just wanted to, kind of like a Kim Kardashian, she just wanted to claim them for her own so she could benefit from it.
I'll make the money from that. Yeah.
Which, fine, if that's your thing, good for you.
Yeah.
But if you haven't let someone do that to you, then you're definitely a victim. This woman could be, or she could be, just like that.
It's crazy how fast people offer up nudes, and they just throw them out there.
Right.
Because some people won't date you without them, I guess, right?
Yeah.
They don't see you naked. They don't want to be with you.
There are some people, obviously guys are sending their nudes constantly.
Yeah, they don't care.
But people that don't even want them.
Right. But there are some girls that are super confident.
Yeah.
Nude. They don't.
It doesn't bother them.
Doesn't bother them. You know?
So good luck, dude. Bottom line again.
Careful.
Be very careful.
Man. Lisa's right. That's why you ask Lisa. Don't ask us. Yeah. We're going to come up with stupid ideas. Yeah.
Just protect your relationship and your job. And
If you honestly believe someone has put that up there against her will and you're confident of that, then maybe anonymously email. But otherwise, skate away.
Yeah,
it's best her to never know you've seen her nude anyway.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
It'll change your relationship on that level forever, even if she's happy that you told her.
Mm.
Next email that came in to email@DaveAndChuckTheFreak.com. We're always looking, you know, if you spot something weird on Craigslist or Facebook, to send it along to us. This woman did just that. In fact, a few people did this. It was on a local Facebook Marketplace ad over the weekend. It is, let's see if I can find it here. It's an examination table. Nice. The ad went, do you have a fantasy of playing doctor? Not a sex chair, but you can adjust it any way you want. Store all the toys and lubricants in the drawers.
Look at that.
Must be picked up. It is heavy. It's a doctor's examination table. They're specifically gearing towards like the fetish market.
Oh, yeah.
On Facebook Marketplace.
Big time.
And they say, must be picked up. It is heavy. So you have to go to this person's place to get it.
Let me write this down.
Hi, I'm here for the medical table for sex.
Wow.
Can I try it? Can I test it out?
He gets off it.
Yeah.
Ooh.
It's perfect pegging height.
It's a pretty nice table.
Yeah. It is.
I mean, it is a legitimate examination table.
Oh,
medical.
Yeah.
I guess they didn't think they could sell it to an actual doctor's office.
Right, because it is a little older. That's I'm sure many wouldn't take it, but smart, I guess, to gear it towards the fetish crowd.
It's expensive.
It is. It's $500, so it ain't cheap. You got to be a rich person.
It's honestly less than I thought, though.
Yeah.
Oh, you really?
Yeah, I figured those things were like thousands of dollars.
Because it's a full setup. It's not just the table. It's got like a whole thing attached to it with drawers and all sorts of things.
Yeah. Put your dildos in there.
Yeah, that's what she says. You put your toys and lubricants in the drawers. And I feel like that would weigh like 800 pounds.
Yeah. Oh, man.
You're going to need a couple of pervs to help you move that.
They've had to support. It has had to really be sturdy and support a lot of weight.
Yeah.
I wonder if it's
so. Just get up there and lay on top. Listen to that. Why is the bread on that? On the table for
I wonder if it's still for sale online. I could probably look it up if it's around here. Mm. See if it comes up.
I'm They're a lot nicer gone. Without that sheet on them.
Oh, I have those sheets, though. Yeah, at home.
Oh, there's...
It might be.
Looks like it might be gone.
I would assume it would have been gone quick. Mm. It's one of those weird, like, niche markets that... Medical stuff gets bought up all the time.
Oh, it does.
You know? There's almost like a collector's market for like old medical stuff and creepy. It's those, you know,
same people that buy like
curious oddities. Oh, come into my curious oddities. Yeah. Right. Medical table sets.
The same people that buy like an industrial lighting thing or like an old industrial fan or, you know, they're in a weird way, if you have your stuff decorated that way. There's people that do it with medical stuff, too, just as curiosities.
It's still there. I found it.
Oh.
There it is.
It's going to
be a tough sell, I think.
No.
$500.
$500.
To me, it's too much money.
Not a big market for that.
No, it's too much money, especially for me to go pick it up. But if you're a medical guy and you give him half the price...
They did change up the description, though. They're not playing towards the fetish crowd anymore. Maybe they got some bad feedback or... just says doctor's examination table, front and back, go up and down, two outlets to plug into, must be picked up, it's heavy. We have matching scale and medical cabinet, all in beautiful peach color.
You know, the thing is, you putting you in, like, put your dildos and stuff in there, that's gross.
Well, yeah. Right. Because if someone legitimately wanted that for some sort of practice,
well, and
that
would makes probably me turn think, them off, right? It makes me think you're a creep. So I don't want to go to your place and pick something up because you're like, yeah, you can store all your lube.
Maybe that's why they changed up the listing.
Yeah. You need a lot of lube.
It's definitely seen some things once I look up close. It's definitely been through stuff. Yeah, there's some damage. And
it's not in the best shape.
You need a lot of that rolling paper. Right? You got to buy that doctor's rolling paper they put on before you lay down there.
Yeah, that rolling paper is very needed.
I think, really, it's just not quite old enough to be cool, right?
Like, to have that collector kind of...
Yeah.
You need, like, old stuff, like early turn of the century.
So, Naive Dave here, there's a lot of, like, doctor fetish porn stuff out there. Like, you go to see the doctor, and she's a smoking hottie, or you're a female going to see the male doctor.
I think it's the more of the, like,
gynecologist.
Gyno porn. So that's why you'd want the table with like the stirrups, right?
Right.
But I don't see stirrups on this thing.
No, you can raise and lower the back.
Yeah, that's not going to.
Well, it's almost like fabric stirrups, right? Because your head goes there. So your body would be pointing upwards there.
I don't know, but still, it doesn't put your legs where they need them to be.
So this is not the one you want, then, Chuck.
No, it's not.
No.
I have the one I want.
Okay, perfect. That is creepy. Chuck's doctor table.
Yeah.
Ooh.
It's very comfortable.
Yeah, I wonder. I figured you'd been on it a few times.
Actually, it's quite a comfortable position to be in with your feet up in the air like that.
Yeah, it takes all the pressure off
Chuck's
your
face down there. Yeah.
Chuck's face down there. Wow.
He's always got something
just
to look
examining.
At.
Yeah, right.
Just examining.
James, you don't need to go for a physical once a month, dude.
He told me it's required as part of the job.
It's not,
it
dude.
Is for this job.
You do not.
For radio, you have to make sure you're in good health.
No, someone said they work in a doctor's office. Those things are like $8,000 new.
Well, it's not new.
No, it's not new.
But that's a deal then.
But it's a deal
grand.
If it's $500 and they go for $8,000.
Then. Yeah. That's what I thought. I figured they'd be expensive. Yes, you're either a perv or you're like
Just a collector of curious oddities. I like weird things.
Thanks for checking out the Dave and Chuck the Freak Tasty Bits podcast. If you want to hear the entire Dave and Chuck the Freak show from today, subscribe and download the podcast now from the Apple Podcast app or the Google Play Store.
The Tasty Bits podcast is brought to you by Manscaped.
Flowers are blooming, the grass is growing, and it's time to mow your lawn. And now, thanks to Manscaped, you can trim the hedges below the belt safely and efficiently. I'm talking about ball trimmers. Manscaped is here to make sure your balls are smooth and smelling nice. Mm. After all, it's time for some spring cleaning. So do yourself a favor and always use the right tool for the job. Go to manscaped.com now. Use code WRIF to get 20% off with free shipping. Your partner, your body, and your balls will thank you.